Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us, as he is each Tuesday, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
We start with Nano going downtown. What's this all about?
Well, the city's landmark century-old Union Station, which has been vacant for a couple of years after a bank pulled its operations out of there, is getting another new lease on life. This time it's fueled by, yes, nanotechnology, a big word in Albany these days. On Monday, the University at Albany's College of Nanoscience and Engineering announced that part of the station will become home to a colony-based engineering firm, CHA Engineering, formerly known as Clough Harbor Associates, that's how it's known. About 30 of its top executives are going to move into the station, and they're going to seek other tenants for the beautiful Beaux-Arts building on Broadway in downtown Albany, and that should happen by the end of the year, kind of beginning to use that now vacant building. But in addition, the College of Nanoscience has an agreement with Trinity Alliance of the Capital Region, and that's the Albany-based not-for-profit social service group that promotes inner-city education. And they're going to create a nanoscience-related education and job training program. Now, Elaine Calieros, the senior VP and the CEO at the College of Nanoscience, says that these partnerships with the engineering firm and with Trinity are part of a smart cities technology focus, and the kids who are trained there will learn how to collect data that will be used on sensors and computer chips and programs and software to help cities run better. So it's the beginning of the reuse of this great old railroad station that closed in the 60s and was rehabilitated in the 80s and then closed again a couple of years ago. So it's great for Albany, and it's going to bring a lot of people down to this beautiful spot in downtown Albany.
From a new opening to closing arguments in the ballot fraud trial we've been following over in Rensselaer County.
Yeah, this is the second trial of the former city councilman, Michael Laporto, and it looks like it could go to the jury today. He's accused of participating in a Democratic Party plot to steal the 2009 Working Families Party primary in the city of Troy by forging and casting absentee ballots. An earlier and highly publicized trial that took 9 weeks ended in a mistrial a few months ago. The retrial began just last week, and things moved along quickly. On Monday, Laporto himself was the final witness, and during his testimony, he became very emotional, asserting his innocence, saying he was unaware that these were forged ballots. At one point, the judge had to tell him to calm down, and he was engaged in a shouting match with the special prosecutor, Trey Smith. And of course, at issue is whether Laporto knew he was handling fraudulent ballots in this 2009 primary. Summations in the case are scheduled to begin this morning, and the case could go to the jury later today or early tomorrow.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more news on any of these stories, you can go to timesunion.com or just pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, once again, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.